you know, Anthony Harden's coached me for quite a long time in Liverpool, and we're very good friends. You know, he's like a big brother to me. And we came up with the idea with a company called We Do Tennis, who provide coaching to all age groups, all standards. And we are working in conjunction with them to sort of set up this academy where anybody who would like to sort of practice doubles, train doubles on a day-to-day basis, if, you know, John Moore University are potentially going to do a little bit of work with them for their tennis teams. And there's so many different things you can coach, but I particularly enjoy coaching doubles. I think you don't necessarily have to improve too many tennis specific skills in terms of technique. You can improve just their positional play and their understanding of the game better to make them a much better player. And it's quite fun to train because it puts them in really sort of vulnerable positions that they find really stressful, but you actually get the best out of them because that's when they're sort of really engaged, really switched on. They don't have when they walk away from it, they realize, oh, actually, this is quite fun. I'm better than I thought at doubles. But you've got to put them in them sort of difficult scenarios to make them believe that being in certain parts of the court it's okay. It's okay to sort of feel like you might get hit by the tennis ball. And, you know, it only hurts for 10 seconds if you do get hit, and it's okay. You know, I've been hit many times. As long as you protect your face and, you know, some other parts of your body, you know, you've got a good chance of getting away with it still in one piece. So yeah, we've started it. We've done a few clinics down in Telford, and the plan is when tennis does finish really professionally that I will go into coaching and do it more full time. And I'm excited about it. It's something that I've been very stressed about over the years, to worry about where my life would go post tennis. But I've found the niche that I think will be, you know, productive for me. And it's something that I want to give back because I feel like I love seeing people improve. I love watching kids play sport. And hopefully we can improve the Instagram account and people can follow it and sort of see that you don't have to be, you know, Joe Salisbury's not the world's best tennis player, but he could potentially end up today being the world's number one or the end of this week. And, you know, same for me, same for my brother, same for Jamie Murray. We're good tennis players, but you put us up against in singles against Nadal and these type of guys, we'd hardly win a game. But, you know, we're on the doubles court and we can come up against any of these guys on any given day and beat them on a doubles court. So it's a different skill set. It's a different sort of attitude towards the game, and fingers crossed that we can use it to the advantage and get some of the next generation of players through.